I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for this week. We're only a week into the off season, if you want to call it that, but it's been busy and lots of stuff going on, from awards to managers being hired in the MLB, general meetings this week. Not a lot coming out of that, but certainly speculations, as there always is at this time of year. So Noel and I are excited to get talking about all that stuff for you here on the show tonight. And before we do, of course, we have to give our shout out to our friends over at Rip Grip Pro. That's the ripgrippro.com. Trust Sullivan and his team coming up with the hitting training aid. Get your hands on it for sure if you haven't already and stuff like that. If you have, you already know what we're talking about for sure. Small little device, indiscreet little device, but huge improvement to your overall training program. Keeps you in the zone longer, gets you there sooner, and increases that all across the plate ability of hitting for sure. There's no question about it. Product that we highly promote and validate, if that's the way of saying it. So, and of course, our the rope trainer, our favorite throwing training aid. Go ahead and check it out on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. For more information, you can contact me directly. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or feel free to reach out to me by email, Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and I'm happy to talk to you about all the value added in arm health to pitchability to preparation, warm-up, cool-down, in-between innings. So many utilizations in that product. It's unbelievable what it can add into your throwing program. There's no question about it. So, again, hey, we're excited about this show, and there's been a lot of activity already, and we're going to go over it as much as we can. I know every show is always quick, and we'll do our best to get through as much as we can. Of course, the curtain call questions at the end. Thank you for submitting them to us, and we're looking forward to it. There's no question about it. So hopefully you've had a dirty week anywhere you are out there listening to us, stateside, around the world, our Armed Forces Network. Thank you for doing what you do each and every day, so Nolan and I and the rest of the baseball world can do what we do every day, and we can't thank you enough for it. So sit back, settle in, get that favorite drink, as I always say, favorite chair, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're ready to get up, get after it, get dirty.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Ancestry makes the perfect gift to give people because it literally blew my mind.
It's literally like you're giving them something that they would have no knowledge of.
Which is very important because for us to basically be able to find our missing family or to see my indigenous heritage confirmed inside there. It's one gift, but it's so many different things.
Show someone where they came from this holiday season with Ancestry DNA. Now on sale at Ancestry.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
For nearly 10 years, Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for a limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new Tropical Cherry Limeade with a pineapple flavor twist. Available in Original Sparkling Zero Sugar and Sparkling Zero Sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to take it away?
Yeah, let's start off with the Angels. Hiring Ron Washington to be their manager. Signs a two-year deal. Salary is not... it's still not known yet at this point in time. Obviously, a guy that hasn't managed for, 9 years? 2007 to 2014 with the Texas Rangers. Became the first base coach. Third base coach, with the Atlanta Braves. And then, obviously, infield coach as well. A lot of guys respected him over there. A lot of guys loved him. Obviously, Ozzie Albies, very outspoken about the guy. Going to be interesting to see kind of how he writes the ship there. I still don't know, man. Obviously, the Angels saga will be highly attached to the two, I'd say, biggest players possibly out there. Obviously, it sounds like Mike Trout was made available this offseason, whether that comes to fruition or not. I think a lot of fans across all of the MLB obviously hope that, hey, this is finally the year where Mike Trout gets out and has a chance of playing playoff baseball. And then, obviously, Ohtani. I mean, he's obviously been offered the qualifying offer, but... I'd be absolutely shocked if he ended up re-signing with the Angels.
Yeah, I mean, back on Ron Washington for sure. He's done well wherever he's been, right? Oakland, Texas afterwards, took a leave for some stress, some family issues, came back with the Braves. We know what that organization is, Dirtbags. I mean, it's one of the premier organizations in all of Major League Baseball. There's no question about it. So he's been there 7 years. He knows what he's doing. One of the premier infielding development coaches there is in the industry, with managerial experience. He's seasoned. He knows what he's getting into. That's a good hire. I like that one. I've always liked Ron Washington. There's no reason not to like the guy, but I think that's a really good hire. I mean, again, he knows what he's getting into. You just touched on a little bit, Nolan. We already realized Shohei's out the door, so to speak. The regrouping, retooling, there's got to be a good vision there, or he's not taking on that job with what he's just come through with the Braves, in my opinion. I can't see him signing otherwise.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's one of those... Like, here's the thing, right? Obviously, Wash is... highly respected. No two ways about it. But signing with the Angels, that one kind of surprised me. Like, I figured, sure, it gets you back into the managerial position. And obviously, he wanted that. But at the same time, like, based on the success that he's had with the Atlanta Braves, I mean, obviously the desire is to be a manager, but if you haven't been a manager for the past 9 years, and I'm sure he would have had plenty of opportunities out there to become a manager someplace else that's more competitive. Like, heck, even if he wanted to, like, I mean, a team like Milwaukee or a team like Houston, obviously, like, those are playoff caliber teams right now that based on, and this is just because of his age and everything like that. Like, it's not like he's a young, spry guy that can afford to have a couple of years of building a rebuild team out of Brandon Hyde and turning them into the best team in the American League this past year. Like, the Angels, they are what they are. That's why the move kind of surprises me.
Yeah, no question about it, right? I mean, there had to be a lot of discussions that they kept quiet. Let's be honest. Nobody even, I hadn't seen anything about it until just before the show, just before we kicked off. And it got done because there's got to be a vision because, like you said, he's going into a tough, tough division. Texas just coming off the World Series, looking good for next year. Houston's going to rebound, looking good. Seattle is a game or two away from being in the playoffs. Oakland is what Oakland is until they get over to Las Vegas and see what happens over there. I'm excited for them. I'm excited for the Angels. If you're a fan out there of the Angels, you should be excited because you got a good one. At the end of the day, you got a good one.
Yeah. So then you get, obviously, I mean, this one is the biggest news from this past week. All of a sudden, Craig Counsell leaving Milwaukee Brewers. I did not see this one coming. Going to the Chicago Cubs. Nobody, absolutely nobody saw that happening. Obviously, David Ross now gets axed. Don't know what's going to happen with David Ross. I don't know if he'll slide back into the Fox booth or if he'll pursue another managerial job out there. Obviously, there's some openings. But you're looking at it, man. 5-year, $8 million per. Highest salary in MLB history. Ties him with Joe Torre.
Well, and they said that was one of the goals, right, for Craig Counsell was to reset the managerial bar, which he did. I think you had mentioned that you saw somewhere where Milwaukee upped their
offer
to 5.5, so significant difference. Like what a coup by the Cubs, and yet what a devastation for the Cubs as well with David Ross. Beloved as a player, beloved as a manager. I mean, the only thing that I saw this week, Nolan, was the fact that they said in the clubhouse, phenomenal. Keeping the guys together, phenomenal. Little speculation on in-game management. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're obviously going to be aggressive this year.
Yeah, you don't go out there and sign a manager to $8 million and not make at least one big splash in free agency. Now, that being said, like, I don't know what route the Cubs are going to take. Like, obviously, you're going to lose Cody Bellinger, barring something drastic changing all of a sudden. Marcus Stroman, I mean, I could realistically see him coming back. Obviously, he liked his time in Chicago, opted out of the final year of his contract. But, I mean, still, he's a guy that I think obviously can sign probably another 4 to 5 year deal right around about, I don't know, I'd probably say $90 million. I'd be surprised if he gets 20 based on his age and everything like that. But, I mean, still, you're looking at the Cubs. Obviously, they're going to be in the Shohei market. They were heavily in it right before he signed with the Los Angeles Angels. So, they're going to make some moves based on this move alone.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And another thing for Craig Counsell, too, right? Like, you know, he's able to stay close to the family. It's just a car drive away if he wants to stay at home pretty much or whatever. Very accessible to Wisconsin and family and being able to do what he's still great at and loves to do. And like I said, he reset the bar for managers. I mean, you're loving it if you're a manager. There's no question about it, right?
Jumping over to the New York Mets, you get Carlos Mendoza hired as their manager. He was formerly the bench coach with the New York Yankees. Carlos Mendoza, 43. This is his first managerial position up at the major league level. He's going to be the fifth manager since 2018 of the New York Mets.
Yeah, very, I mean... interesting, I guess, hiring, very qualified. What set me off on that one was the fact that he was the bench coach with the Yankees, so it's a crosstown rival. Mets get to the World Series before the Yankees, and let's be honest, I mean, that's a goal in New York, right? Who really is the Big Apple? And you still think of the Yankees for sure or whatever, but it's been forever since they've been to the dance. Been in the playoffs every year except for this year. But that one's going to be interesting to see. I mean, Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees, they got a bit of work to do, and they're going to be aggressive this year. There's no question about it. They got lots of holes to fill. So, but yeah, great job by the Mets. Now they can settle in, get focused on the free agents, trades that they need to do to get moving in the right direction. I mean, you still got to knock off the Atlanta Braves at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, and then last managerial hire this past week, you get Stephen Vogt going to the Cleveland Guardians. That one sounded like it was going to happen. That was pretty early reported, right, when kind of Tito was announcing his retirement without officially announcing it type of deal. So, I mean, Stephen Vogt, obviously former player, didn't realize that he only played 11 years in the major leagues. Seemed like he was around a lot longer than that. But, I mean, catchers, man, catchers are usually the players that'll get hired on as a manager. He's a guy that's played there before. Obviously, he's got to be well-respected amongst baseball players because he had an 11-year career and played with quite a few different teams. But it's going to be an interesting hire to see what they do there.
He's got some work ahead of him for sure. He's only got 1 year under his belt as a MLB coach. That was bullpen and quality control coordinator for the Seattle Mariners this past year. So he's got some work ahead of him. That's obviously a division, as everybody knows, that's always open, always available. Cleveland's still in good shape to be able to bounce back and win that division, depending on what the Twins do this offseason. And it sounds like just out today, the Twins were talking about taking back some payroll for this year. So you know what? It's another good, exciting new face in the fold or whatever on the managerial side of things on a team that he should be able to do all right with. There's no question about it. So Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after this break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's talk Gold Glove winners.
Yeah, so you get Jonah Heim, catcher for the American League, Nathaniel Lowe, Andres Jimenez, Matt Chapman, Anthony Volpe, Stephen Kwan, Kevin Kiermaier, Adolis Garcia. Utility went to Mauricio Dubon. Pitcher went to Jose Berrios. So here's the one that makes me laugh, right? So earlier in the offseason, I was talking about this, just saying what a joke the Gold Gloves have become. Dalton Varsho led the American League in defensive runs saved, was statistically the best left fielder, and doesn't win Gold Glove. Riddle me by that.
I don't even think he got nominated, did he?
Yeah, he finished top three.
Okay.
I don't know exactly where he finished. But, like, I'm just sitting there, and that's no disrespect to Stephen Kwan winning. But if you have the most defensive runs saved, how do you what qualifies as Gold Glove in that situation then? Like, and Stephen Kwan doesn't have a plus arm to the point where he's getting a lot of outfield assists or anything like that. Like, Stephen Kwan had a good year, don't get me wrong, 16 defensive runs saved, ranked in the 90th percentile in range. But when Dalton Varsho is superior to you defensively, that means that he should win the award for best defensive player.
That's right? What it is, right? Gold Glove. It's not Silver Slugger.
No. And to me, it's the same as Anthony Volpe, right? Like, Volpe, even him winning at shortstop. Like, good year, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, we already threw that out there that there was two superior shortstops to him that weren't even top three nominees in J.P. Crawford and Bobby Witt Jr. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I don't know, man. But either way, no, so the Jays ended up having three. The Texas Rangers end up having three for the American League as well. So congratulations to those guys. I'm just confused as to how this all works out. But anyways, jumping over to the NL side, now you got Gabriel Moreno, Christian Walker, Nico Horner, Ke'Bryan Hayes, Dansby Swanson, Ian Happ, Brenton Doyle, Fernando Tatis, and then Ha-Seong Kim at utility and Zach Wheeler at pitcher. So, obviously, I mean, this is the first time since, what was it, 2015, when Joe Panik and Brandon Crawford won Gold Gloves together up the as a middle field duo, like the double play duo there up the middle. And, I mean, I really don't have too many issues with the National League side. Obviously, Ke'Bryan Hayes, I mean, they've been talking about this kid now for 3 years, just saying, hey, like, his glove is hands down one of the best three in the major leagues in terms of third base. And, I mean, he's a guy, obviously, very deserving of that award. Crazy, though, to me, just to not see Nolan Arenado win it for the first time in 11 years.
11 years, I was going to say that for sure. It's just, you know what? Yeah, I mean, we've known about Hayes for a few years now and stuff like that, the quality of his play and everything else. But it's a shock when you don't see him there. And you just think of him as a platinum glove as well, right, Nolan Arenado. So, you know, another one that we were just joking about, Dirtbags, was the fact that three Cubs – go ahead, get gold gloves, and you lose your manager. That's another unexpected thing for David Ross or whatever, for sure. There's no question about it. But, you know, Gabriel Moreno behind the dish for Arizona. Number one catcher overall in all of Major League Baseball as a rookie.
Yeah, but I think realistically that's due to the fact that Patrick Bailey didn't play enough games.
I know, but that still.
Kid, Patrick Bailey. No, I'm not knocking on Gabby Moreno.
So he gets
traded. He had a fantastic
traded.
Year. He had 39% caught stealing and had way above average pop time and elite blocking numbers.
Crazy. Crazy. Gets traded by the Jays to Arizona. Wins the gold glove. The guy you just talked about, Dalton Varsho, come back to the Jays. Doesn't. And he led all the left fielders, like you said. And so you're right. I mean, there is a little speculation on the gold gloves or whatever. Is it a matter of just sharing the wealth? And I can't even say that because, you know, there's three teams with three players on their team that got it. Out of all the, what is it? There's 22 gold gloves between the two divisions. So it is, but hats off to that young kid, man. That's a bright future for Arizona. I know we talked about it during the World Series as well. I mean, you got to be excited about that trade right now if you're Arizona. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and then obviously Christian Walker. I mean, he's another guy that obviously, man, when you have an elite first baseman defensively, right, like that, obviously you saw that same effect with the St. Louis Cardinals when they went out and got Paul Goldschmidt.
100%.
Because the Cardinals, prior to getting Paul Goldschmidt, now obviously Paul Goldschmidt's not the same defensive first baseman that he was a couple years ago, but I mean, still, like, you're looking at it, man. You get an elite defensive first baseman, Like, that just allows your second base, shortstop, third baseman to make a few more crazy plays, knowing, hey, I can put this ball in any sort of vicinity near my first base. He's going to dig it out for me. He's going to help me out. So, I mean, in turn, it boosts up everybody else. Now, that being said, obviously, Arizona Diamondbacks didn't have another infield Gold Glover, or even a nominee for that matter. But, I mean, still, you get my point, though. It adds a value to defense. Brenton Doyle, obviously, wins it over Michael Harris and Alec Thomas. Ranked 99th percentile in range, arm value, arm strength, and had 19 defensive runs saved. One of the, I believe he was the only rookie this year.
Another rookie.
Yeah, him and Gabby.
Like, it's amazing to see the excitement of those young guys. And you just touched on some of the other young guys that are there. Bobby Witt Jr. that don't even get a piece of the pie. Like you got to be excited if you're an MLB fan right now. There is just a tremendous wealth of athleticism, mental aptitude, ability to play the game overall, for sure. And I wanted to touch on Christian Walker too, Nolan, like you were saying, on the defensive side. I think that's back-to-back Gold Gloves for him.
Yep.
And a guy that hits 35 home runs every year too.
No, exactly. Yeah, he's like a late boomer.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been damn impressive since becoming first baseman full-time.
For sure. Again, I mean, it's again, exciting if you're an Arizona Diamondbacks fan. I know viewership of the World Series was down. That was a bust, unfortunately, because it wasn't the big cities. It wasn't Los Angeles, Chicago, New York in the dance. But at the end of the day, we got to be honest. We're baseball people. We're baseball fans at the end of the day. And if you truly are a baseball fan, dirtbags, you need to be watching that team. You need to be excited about that team, whether you're a true fan of the Arizona Diamondbacks or not. That's a great team to be watching and following. And hey, if you're a young player out there, a young fan out there and stuff like that, maybe that's a new player you're watching. I mean, you look at Ketel Marte. He's been doing it for, I think, 8 years now. What he's doing, maybe a couple of years where he had off seasons and stuff like that. But you got to be excited about watching those players, and you should be excited about watching those players.
And yeah, and obviously you have a top five prospect coming up next year in Jordan Lawler. Like I said, man, this is one of those ones that if I'm the Jays, I'm trying to go back to the well, and I'm flipping Vladdy Guerrero Jr. and seeing if I can get Christian Walker and Jordan Lawler back in return. Now, I get that that's a high ask, but at the same time, the type of talent that Vladdy Guerrero Jr. is, I mean, it's a move that if I'm Arizona, it keeps me in that window for winning, because obviously it seems like you have the shortstop position at least filled for the time being. Like, between Perdomo and Ketel Marte, whoever you want to run out there at shortstop, I get Ketel primarily played second base, but, I mean, at least you have options. And Vladdy Guerrero Jr., obviously not the offensive player or defensive player right now this past season that Mr. Christian Walker was. But at the same time, he's also 10 years younger than Christian Walker. So it's an entertaining move.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about trade possibilities. So let's talk about that. You know, you got the GM meetings going on right now. And we know what the GM meetings are. It's about kicking some tires. It's about starting to get some talk going. But my feeling right now with this year's is I think there's going to be a lot of action before American Thanksgiving. I just have that feeling. I have that gut feeling that teams that know what they need are going to be very, very aggressive early on. And again, let's be honest, there is not high-end free agents right now. Yes, you've got Shohei. Yes, you've got Cody Bellinger. And there's really good quality ones. Pitchers, I think, are deeper. Pitchers are going to take a little longer for me to get signed, I think. You'll probably see one or two come off the board in the next few weeks. And then after that, it might just settle in, and it might be January and February before the other ones really figure out where they're going to get signed. Some trades will mix in there and stuff like that. But I think there's going to be a lot of action early, because I think teams have really got focused and organized on what they need, what they're looking at doing, and how they're going to go about doing it. It's a matter of getting it done is another question, but that's just my feeling on what I've seen and heard from the GM meetings.
Well, by all accounts, it sounds like the Cardinals are going to sign a starting pitcher or trade for a starting pitcher quite early in the offseason. And obviously Scott Boras comes out today and says, hey, it's a very likable organization, very friendly for free agents to sign there. Like, says everything positive in that term. So, I mean, obviously that gets people excited. But like you said, though, I can't really see at least the Cody Bellinger market. I can't see that heating up until closer to Christmas time. Just because, in my opinion, he's the premium free agent of offensive players. Like Shohei Ohtani, I'm not qualifying him as just an offensive player. Obviously, he's the unicorn, right? So, I mean, his market is the most unpredictable market of all time.
For sure it is.
Everybody can agree on that. No one knows what he's going to sign for. No one even knows where the ballpark begins. It was interesting. I saw Dana Brown coming on today, and he was talking about it and just saying, like, obviously we're going to kick the tires. Every team has to kick the tires. But at the end of the day, what tires are we actually going to kick? Dana Brown, obviously, he's one of those guys that I just can't see the Astros even being in conversation with him based on Dana Brown's track record and even him basically publicly saying, hey, listen, like, I'm not going higher than 5 years.
Yeah, and they got to get their manager taken care of first and stuff like that. I think they got a very clear vision of what they need, and that's not a lot of pieces. There's no question about it. Maybe a pitcher here or there in both the starting and the relief part of it. But, you know, I agree with you. It's just one of those things where I think there's going to be a balance of trades happening. And, yes, I think there will be a couple of high-end signings. And don't forget, you've got Padres on the peripheral, kicking tires, like you said, on Juan Soto. What do you do there? How do they go about it? Who's in? Who isn't in? And it's gonna be exciting, and there's no question. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here in a minute.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the holiday deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 50% on custom holiday cards, save 50% on custom invitations, and save 50% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples holiday deals, it's not about the ho, ho, ho. It's about saving dough, dough, dough. Save 50% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device, payment, purchase, or phone retail. Purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends. Eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Coca-Cola is making everyday game day at Burger King. For a limited time, get a $30 Coke Zero Sugar Bundle on the Burger King app. The Coke Zero Sugar Bundle lets you enjoy two Whopper sandwiches, two original chicken sandwiches, 16-piece chicken nuggets, two small fries, and two small fountain drinks. Whether you're tailgating or big screening, have it your way with a bundle big enough to feed the whole family. The Coke Zero Sugar Bundle is your ticket to memorable game day fun. It's a winning play. So go to your local Burger King restaurant and satisfy your hunger for the big game. The $30 Coke Zero Sugar Bundle is available now through November 30th at participating Burger King restaurants. And while you're in the BK app, test your skills and play Sip, Throw, and Score to get cool Burger King perks every day. See offer terms at bk.com/terms. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for some curtain call questions. And if you want to send in your curtain call questions, you can DM me at Facebook and Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or email me directly, Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com, with your questions. So here we go, Nolan, out of the Philadelphia market. It's been on the record that Dave Dombrowski had said in the past week or whatever, and that they're not going to really be looking at Aaron Nola. So does that mean they're going to be going ahead and looking at Blake Snell?
No, see, so what I heard today, right? So basically, Aaron Nola, obviously they'd love to retain him. But at the same time, I don't think they're going to be overly aggressive in trying to retain him. They know what he's like as a pitcher. They know what value he brings to the organization. At the same time, it sounds like he's already got backup plans in place. So, I mean, they came forward and said, hey, Sonny Gray sounds like he's going to be their top target in behind Zach Wheeler. Blake Snell, obviously, he's another guy, very highly attractive. Blake Snell comes with a bit more risk than Sonny Gray, in my opinion. Obviously, Sonny Gray has really only had about one bad season in the MLB, and that's with the New York Yankees. Outside of that, he's been pretty good wherever he's been. Obviously, not as much health concerns. And he's got the same profile as literally as Aaron Nola. Like, only difference is he's 3 years older. Like, they both throw low 90s, good sinker balls, not necessarily letting up the long balls. Now, that being said, obviously, Aaron Nola this year let up a lot of long balls. Had, I believe it was his career high for home runs per nine at 1.56, where the average this year was 1.44. But, I mean, he also played at a hitter-friendly park. So you put Aaron Nola in, at least two-thirds of the other parks in baseball, some of his home runs that he let up, they stay in the park. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Phillies do. Dave Dombrowski, obviously very aggressive. So if they lose out on Aaron Nola, I think within the next week or so, he'll have his next pitcher signed.
Next one in from the Armed Forces Network. Thank you very much for sending it in, fellas. Open-ended question on that one, Nolan. What are our thoughts on the fact that in all of Major League Baseball, there was only 7 qualifying offers this year?
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the one that doesn't really make sense to me. So a guy like JD Martinez, yeah, I get it, he's older. As far as I know, he hadn't received a qualifying offer to this point in his career. So, like, he's a guy that obviously could have qualified. You can only qualify one time for the qualifying offer, which is why you see a few different guys that didn't qualify this year. But, I mean, he was a guy that made a lot of sense to me, obviously, for them just to at least kick the bucket on it. And then they didn't end up doing anything with it, right? So, I mean, the 7 guys I can't complain about. They're all deserving of it. But, yeah, there was definitely some interesting players out there that I thought that could have been offered the qualifying offer, because what, the normal year I'd say is about 11 or 12, it seems like, recently.
Yeah, pretty much around that standard for sure. I agree with you. I was surprised. I mean, no question about it, the 7 that got it are definitely qualifying offer players. I mean, you want to get something back in return for them if you're not able to re-sign them yourselves as an organization. There's no question about it. So, but I was a little surprised. It was a different spin, which got me to thinking about what I had mentioned earlier about, I think there's going to be a lot of action going on over the next 2 months. I think it's going to be an active November and December for signings, trades, baseball movement. I'm fingers crossed, Dirtbags, that it happens that way. There's no question about it. So the next one, just coming out today or yesterday, I guess it was, Nolan. This is a Toronto Blue Jays fan. What's our thoughts on Donnie Baseball? The Blue Jays, if you haven't heard, made the move with Donnie Baseball, and now he is available maybe with the Milwaukee Brewers. There's speculation on that he might get that managerial job. But in the meantime, the Blue Jays have gone ahead and they've increased his role. So he is now offensive coordinator as well as bench coach with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's their hope to retain him, especially with the track record that Mr. Schneider has as manager. And I think I don't know if it's universal hate, but because obviously apparently that's a strong word. I mean, let's be honest, man. He should be the manager for the Toronto Blue Jays right now. In my honest opinion, and I think basically every Toronto Blue Jay fan out there would say the same thing, if they do know who Don Baseball is, obviously. But I'm just saying, man, to me, like, obviously, you want to keep promoting that guy from within. I'd be surprised if the Jays don't basically say behind closed doors to him, hey, listen here. Here's the plan. If we get out to a slow start, he's getting fired. I'm talking John Schneider. And Donnie, you're going to be the new manager here.
There has to have been that conversation. There's no question about it. And definitely that sentiment around the team as well as the fans, the country of Canada. You hit the nail on the head. Who wouldn't want to have Donnie Baseball as their manager? And that's why the Milwaukee Brewers or whatever, at first I go, I don't think he wants that job or whatever, but he is an Illinois boy. And so, again, going back closer to home, you never know, family ties. It'll be interesting to watch it unfold or whatever and see if he takes it, if it is offered to him, or whether he stays with the Blue Jays and stuff like that. Both teams have some excitement. It'll be interesting to see. Great question. So, Miami Marlins fan sending in Mr. Pendick at the GM role, president of baseball with the Marlins. Comes over from the Tampa Bay Rays. Good hiring, interesting hiring, out of nowhere hiring.
No, I mean, obviously you're looking at it anytime you're poaching one of the Tampa Bay Rays guys, usually it pans out pretty good. Now all of a sudden, usually they go into a bigger market. Now this isn't a bigger market by any means. In Miami, like I'm talking fan-wise and all that stuff. But I don't know, man. Like, obviously, the track record checks out. Usually wherever these Rays guys are going, they're very analytical, but they have a lot of success. Obviously, I'm saying Andrew Friedman in this situation, he's the first guy that comes to mind and has had the most success as a former Tampa Bay Ray guy. But, I mean, heck, it's a move that obviously the Miami Marlins, they targeted him. They liked what he's been doing in Tampa Bay as what, assistant general manager there for the past couple of years. So, I mean, he's a guy that I think will come in there, do a good job of helping build up what's already been built by Kim and company there.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he obviously understands the player development side of things too, not just the analytics and the cost-effective way of doing business that Tampa Bay always does. So, you know what, it's a logical, makes sense hiring for me. No question. Nolan, here you go, buddy. St. Louis. All the speculation, all the talk going after starting pitchers. Know they're going to get one. Talking about two. Who do you have going to the Cardinals when the dust settles?
So, I mean, obviously where there's smoke, there's fire. Logan Gilbert, he's the guy that I think most Cardinals fans have set their eyes on and wanted since obviously speculation broke in July in terms of a trade piece. Now, that being said, it sounds like Dylan Cease, Shane Bieber, and I'm drawing a blank on who the other pitcher is. There's another highly touted starting pitcher out there that's available for trade. Tyler Glasnow, sorry. That's the other one. Tyler Glasnow, obviously, he's a guy making $20 million this year. That's usually above where Tampa Bay likes to operate, right? Now he's coming off a fantastic year. Obviously, the injury history is there, so you're trading with risk. Logan Gilbert, I like him personally. He's 26 years old. So far, has had nothing but great success up in the major league level. It's going to be interesting, though, because the Cardinals don't really align with what the Seattle Mariners were saying today. The Seattle Mariners were saying, hey, we're looking for a right-handed, high-contact player. The Cardinals don't really have one of those right now, like outside of the big boys, and they wouldn't be willing to trade those. Like I'm talking Jordan Walker, obviously for trade value purposes, and then Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt. So I mean, that's my trade guys, Logan Gilbert, the starting pitcher, man, Aaron Nola has absolutely diced us up. I would love to sign him just to get him away from the Phillies and stop dicing us up, because every time he pitches against us, man, it seems like he's letting up one run and going about 7 or 8 innings of just great ball. Now, the crazy one to me is the fact that the Cardinals are being tied to Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the next coming of Shohei Ohtani out of Japan. Like, this guy's in a class of his own over there. 7 years over in the NPB, 1.82 ERA, 922 Ks and 872 innings, won the last three Samurai, I'm drawing a blank on what the name of it is, but essentially the Cy Young Award over there. And like, if the Cardinals somehow figure out a way how to sign that kid, man, holy, I'll be jumping to the moon. But I think Aaron Nola is the most realistic sign possibility. I think Logan Gilbert's the most realistic trade possibility.
There you have it for sure. So this one's in from the Seattle area, Nolan. AL MVP coming out next week. Julio Rodriguez doesn't get a nomination. Thoughts, opinions? Guy that carried the team down the stretch. Or does it go back to your, if you don't get into the playoffs, you're not an MVP?
No, so here's the thing, right? Obviously, he was top three player coming down the stretch. The way that his season started was not a top three player. I'd be surprised if he finishes outside of the top five, honestly, for AL MVP. I think he will finish as a top five player in the American League for MVP finalist voting. Obviously, the year that he had was incredible. He had, what, 1852, I think about a 340 average, 992 OPS down the stretch. And this is over like the last 58 games or something like that that I saw. Plays great defense out in center field. Obviously, I mean, he's the leader in that clubhouse. But I'm looking at it. You guys are seeming to forget who the top two are. Shohei Ohtani, if he would have stayed healthy, he would have broken 50 home runs this year easily. And he would have been cemented lock 100%, his second unanimous AL MVP of his career. Same as what he did back in 2021 there when he was going up against Vlad Guerrero Jr. And then you're forgetting about Corey Seager as well. Corey Seager, man, he was the best player over the second, well, ever since he got healthy in the American League. 33, over 300 average, 100 RBIs in, what, 109 games played or something like that? Like, he was automatic, man. That's why I'm saying Corey Seager, to me right now, he's my AL MVP, and that's over Shohei. Just because Shohei got injured, didn't take them into the playoffs. Corey Seager did.
And you're talking about the top five, a team that didn't do anything at all this year. But again, back to Bobby Witt should be in that top five as well, I think, for sure. So let's slide over to the NL for the end of this one. And this one out of Atlanta, same type of question. And I know this is interesting that it came in because you were hot last night when we were talking about it. NL MVP, Matt Olson doesn't get in the top three.
Yeah, I said it back in August, man. I thought that he was going to be the NL MVP. Leads the NL for home runs, RBIs, plays on the team that obviously finished first place in the National League. Now, I get that Ronald Acuna, he's going to end up winning it just because of the year that he had. I mean, and that's no knock on him by any means. Like, he had a fantastic year. But I'm looking at it right now, the season that they both had, I'm talking Freddie Freeman and Matt Olson, to me, it's a no-doubter. I think Matt Olson had a better season than Freddie Freeman in terms of everything that he brought. Yes, I get that Freddie Freeman is an incredible player. I'm not sitting here saying that those guys aren't 3-4 for the NL MVP one way or the other. Just to me, Matt Olson had a better season. So I would have had him personally at number two for NL MVP behind Ronald Acuna, but I'm not a voter.
You would have put him ahead of Mookie Betts?
I would have put him ahead of Mookie Betts.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He made that significant of an impact in that lineup.
I think three-hole for sure. Mookie Betts with what he did for the Dodgers this year or whatever, and that has to be in there at the number two. He just continues to get better instead of even thinking about declining for me or whatever and that. But interesting question. Thanks for sending it in, Dirtbags. Continue to send them in. Like I said, you can send your curtain call questions to me directly. You DM me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or send them in to me at Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, Mr. Joey Votto becoming a free agent for the first time in his MLB career. Obviously spent 17 years with the Cincinnati Reds, had his $20 million option declined, therefore giving him a $7 million payout. And then all time for the Cincinnati Reds, ranked in the top five in hits, runs scored, home runs, RBIs, and OPS. Obviously won a couple of, or sorry, won one MVP, at least one gold glove that I know of. I'm drawing a blank if he won multiple or not. But, I mean, when you're talking about the Cincinnati Reds over the past decade, obviously that guy had a tough beat because he played on a lot of terrible teams, only made the playoffs a couple of times during his tenure with the Cincinnati Reds. This year it looked a lot more promising, and it looked like they were going to be in the race until they fell out of it down the stretch. But, I mean, he's a guy, it's going to be very interesting to see where he signs because he's got to know that he's coming in as a backup player. Wherever he's signing, it's going to be pennies on the dollar for what he's made throughout his entire career. But he's going to be that great veteran clubhouse presence that a lot of those teams need, a la and Evan Longoria from this past season.
Such a unique personality, right? Like you said, I mean, a team that knows that they need that type of player to fill in, knows he's going to be accountable. The manager knows he's going to be accountable. The players know he's going to be accountable, but with high, high, high expectations in himself as well as the club as a whole. What could be better? What could be better than a guy like that for sure? So I'm personally looking forward to seeing where he signs and seeing what next year brings for him for sure. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of the show. Continue to share the message. That's what it's all about. Being a dirtbag is a unique baseball lifestyle. You know what it is. You live it, you breathe it, you die it, just like Nolan and I do every day. That's what it's all about because this game is amazing. It is awesome, and it's so much fun to be a part of, whether you're playing amateur, pro, collegiate, high school, doesn't matter, or men's league. After you're done, women's league now, everything's about it. That's what it's all about. It's just continue to grow it. So, hey, if you want to get any Dirtbag merch, head on over to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We got it all set up for you. Our new USA baseball lineup is all there for you to get your hands on and get moving with it. So, again, thank you very much, Dirtbags. Wherever you are in the world, have a great week. Get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.